This transmission is being recorded. All right, so here we are. This is so perfect because, quite honestly, this is the most interesting one so far in terms of any preparation that I've done. I kept getting these blank minds, these blank spots, and basically it said you're just going to have to follow the energy. So it would be completely appropriate for this to be, like I keep saying, for this to be happening. So we're going to flow with it and see what happens, and trust that there is some higher stuff going on here that we're going to work through. And I wouldn't be surprised if the line gets clear halfway or a bit of the way into the call. So here we are. Let me do one more thing. Okay.
So I invite us all just to go ahead right now and take a breath. We are doing what appears to be the external chakras and working with those new frequencies. They're basically called spiritual body centers or spiritual energy centers that are outside of the body. And we're going to go ahead and if you joined me last time, you're going to see what appears like a very similar, if not even the same, support page that I gave, because I've just been guided that says we have to really create the foundation of opening up to these particular chakras. And the ones that I chose for this time with the yin and the yang, and the ones I chose last time, the balance of polarities, the free will and freedom, the abundance, and the clarity, are all critical to creating a real open foundation within the body to make the connection between the external centers and the body itself. And what's beautiful about these particular spiritual energy centers is that they have been with us prior to incarnation. They basically are an uninterrupted part of our energetic anatomy, no matter how we show up in the physical. So in other words, these things are actually more accurate in terms of having the frequency of who we have been incarnation after incarnation after incarnation. So they hold a particular frequency that is very potent and very powerful and relatively unchanging. As we incarnate, we begin to have the physical experience and all the other energetic body stuff, but the influence of these truths of who we are as in our true self, they will infiltrate. And what happens in life is we begin, though the information is there from these centers, our experience of life begin to distort our understanding and receiving of this information. I hope you're following what I'm saying, because what seems to be happening is the desire, and I was just having this conversation last night, the desire to have to grow and to evolve and to change is, in a sense, a journey that is taking us outside of ourselves. And it's kind of like we're going the wrong way. We're going away from ourselves instead of into ourselves. And this desire to be seduced by the idea that we need to get better. We have reached a point in our evolution where it's kind of a zero-point thing that we go, hey, wait a minute, something's not right here. This is an inner journey, and this is an inner understanding of who I am and I've always been. And I just want to reawaken and reclaim the essence of who I am, no matter what the experience has been. It's the experience on the outside of my own being, for example, that has given me a particular frequency of expression. And it's all my experiences, it's all your experiences that give you this very, very specific frequency based upon those things that have happened to each of us. And it's that frequency that creates this big soup of oneness that's going on now. So all of these frequencies are perfect because of what we've gone through. I hope you're getting what I'm saying, because to me, it's so critical and so important. Is that the journey outward to find and, to discover and find somewhere from some workshop or some book or some drop-in information is no longer really necessary. What's necessary is that we tune in, even more so than we ever have. And in this tuning in, what is beginning to happen is it's as if we have these DNA codes. You know the DNA, 12 strands of DNA.
I'll listen to this interference. I'd love it. Wow. These 12 strands of DNA, basically, there's only been two that have been active, apparently. So what's happening is that this information now, as we went through into this Aquarian age in 2012, I believe there's been a process of reawakening and opening up that information. These external chakras are tied to, I believe, in a sense, the DNA and these keys that are opening up within us. It's as if we are being given these triggers to remember who we are. And this is what's so exciting about these times, and also so confusing and so convoluting and sometimes so overwhelming, because we're getting these downloads of information. Yeah, it isn't even a download. That's the wrong word. Boy, I'm having to find a new vocabulary. It's literally a door is opening within us, and this information, this code is being revealed. And that's the new information for us. And what it does, it then begins to undermine a lot of the belief systems that we have held, that we bought into about who we are. So please understand that these external chakras and the information that's come through, basically through this woman named Cindy Dale and these books that I've been reading through her, is very potent and powerful, and in alignment with what I think is going on in my life and what I believe is part of these times. So these external chakras, they are separate from the physical. They are out in the energy bodies outward. They tap into the physical through the spinal column, through the vertebrae, and they literally access us through these particular points, through the vertebrae themselves. And you can see on the page here that last time we discovered that each of the points, each of these spiritual energy centers has a corresponding entry point into the physical. And this is really an energetic process. So information and energy is being sent and received as well as expressed back in a two-way communication with these particular centers. So the clearer we get within our own physical being and our successive energy bodies, the clearer that information is going to be. So when we access the yin energy of the first one here, the clearer we are with that, with our own energy center, which is pretty much down in the second chakra, then the more we're able to actually get the download of the accurate information that will open up the door of our remembering. Wow. I hope you're getting an understanding of what I'm saying, because it's literally is making me sweat here, because it's so very exciting, and I just know this is making a huge difference at this point. And really what it's inviting us to do is to trust, is to take leaps of faith that, you know what, this information could be very accurate. It could be absolutely true. And if so, then what I am doing is reawakening the essence of who I am. And anything that is unlike that frequency is literally falling away. It's as if the shell has been broken and the pieces are falling away. We are calling ourselves back home into this new frequency that has always been, if you will, and we are going to be able to experience ourselves as we are. Boy, there's just not words to describe it. But I really feel that it's critical that by just tuning into this call, by opening to the idea, what we're experiencing now and what we're beginning to find is that things are changing very fast. So the invitation is to not pay attention so much to the forms of things. It's just to keep the eye on the prize, as you will. It's to know that something powerful is happening and to trust it. It's like surrendering to this ride down the water slide, and we're just going with it and trusting and being hyper aware, not in a way that is distracting or a way that's overwhelming, but in a way that is expansive and allows us to see on many levels. It allows us to see and experience our times on a high multidimensional kind of experience where there's a lot going on at the same time. It's like being in a dream state as well as being completely awake in the physical. We have these multiple awarenesses going on. This is what we're capable of, and this is the gift of these times. And as these particular chakras, and we open to them and allow them to get the information rekindled within us, we start to experience things different. And I don't know about you guys, but the first place it's showing up for me is just out in nature. because nature is beginning to reveal itself for what it is, at least in my eyes. And what it's doing, it's causing my senses to expand. It is causing me to begin to see things in a very, very different and brighter and fuller and richer way. I don't know. But I love it. I can't get enough of going down and standing in the ocean and just watching the color and watching the subtleties of the vibration. And there's a new kind of a golden, a more consistent golden hue that's happening along the coastal area here that seems to be a new kind of color wash that is sort of permeating everything. God, I sound like I'm stoned or something here, I tell you, but that's the way it feels. It's like all the senses are expanded. Okay, so that's the preparation for today. And what I really wanted to do was get you excited about the idea, and I hope, like me, you're sweating, and I hope, like me, you're feeling a kind of a rising vibration within you. It's an excitement about something. To me, I can akin it to, you know, it's kind of like just before the football game, before we went out, there was excitement, there was a sense of trepidation, a sense of, oh no, I don't know what's going to happen, but a sense of, man, I am going to be fully in the moment right now. So to me, these external spiritual energy centers are doing just this. So let me reiterate a couple key points about this. They don't have locations, colors, or regulatory functions. I'm reading here from, again, a book by Cindy Dale, that they pertain more to our real self than do the physical ones. They have existed in many forms, many ways, and many times because they do not fluctuate and change when we change bodies. They are parts of ourselves just still held within the great divine source, whatever you perceive that to be. Our higher spiritual bodies are intrinsically linked to the lower chakric bodies through our soul, so they record effect and are affected by all we experience through our body. And one more point, that points empower the externalized aspects of the soul so that they feel comfortable enough to return. Boy, this is so critical, because you've heard of soul retrieval. You've heard of the notion that we've had splintered parts of ourselves when the moments of living became overwhelming based upon our own consciousness and our own frequency at the time. Part of ourself just checked out. I remember one time when I literally was watching a television on Thanksgiving Day up in Lake Tahoe. It was kind of a miserable time, and I was playing music with a bunch of guys, and I was thinking, I don't want to be doing this. And all of a sudden, that TV went down a tube, and I kind of just took a beeline out of the back of my head. It felt that way, and I was out of body for a good year, you know, kind of touch and go, touch and go. And I perceived it as anxiety. I perceived it as all kinds of sort of psychotic things, or not psychotic, but, you know, mental things and you know, imbalances and whatnot. And it just took time for me to reintegrating it back into my body. And I recall the day that I came back and plopped right into my feet again, where I felt my feet in a way. With the knowledge I have now, I can completely see how the overwhelm of those times caused me to separate from myself, and I did not want to be in the body. So many people in these times and through history have taken spiritual paths because of the pain of living. They didn't want to feel what's in the body, and so they checked out. And the spiritual path is a great way to go. The trouble is we lose the juice of life. We lose the capacity of experiencing earth for what it is. So you see, what's happening now is that we have this solid foundation that connects to the earth through the earth star chakra below our feet. And solid on the earth, all of these vital body, in-body chakras tether us and give us access to this beautiful body that we have and the senses and the experience of this dimension. These external chakras are functioning as, in a sense, as the conduit of information and energy that's pouring into each of the chakras and oh so much more. And what's happening is we're finding an expansive balance when we allow these to happen. I hope you get what I'm saying. So let's just go right now into an awareness of the feet and get ourselves on the earth. So become aware of your feet, solid on whatever earth you've got, whether it's the floor, the cement, whatever you are, just feel the feet. Put your energy in both of them and know that right now through the earth star chakra, 18 inches below your feet, you've got the energy of the earth, the power, the presence, the information, the love and the support that's coming up through the left leg, and it's sweeping up through the body and through each of your chakras, one at a time. one at a time. It sweeps across through them in like a beautiful brushing and a cleansing. It takes out any impurities that are lower than the true frequency of your own identification and who you have always been, and it's swept out and pushed out to the right side, and down the right side it goes to the right foot, where it goes back out through that Earth Star chakra, which is like a plate, an oval plate about 18 inches below your feet. It goes back into the earth, and that is just the completion of a cycle, a roto-rooter process, and a cyclical process that keeps moving 24/7. Find that foundation. Get yourself in your feet and be present with that. And know, too, also, just about an arm's length above your head, you've got a companion point called the soul star, and the soul star is a conduit or the focal point of the energy pouring in from the cosmos, the energy specifically for you, the collective energy that is for us as a species and a civilization. It's all coming in. We're all getting the information, and what we do with it is based upon our own level of our vibration. Is our filter system such that we're separating, or are we allowing the information to come in? I'm inviting us in these times especially to really allow this stuff to come in and begin to develop a sense of trust we haven't had probably since we incarnated. So we're allowing from the earth itself, the energy comes up, and from the heavens above, from the outside energy through the cosmic frequency, from the central sun, the galactic center, whatever you want to call it, our own sun, the codings and the information comes in, and it flows through right down into our crown, and it heads south, and it begins to fill up our entire being. With the Earth Star cleansing and clearing, the information that comes in, the truth of our being, the correct programming, which is a programming of remembering, allows that energy just infiltrates all of those spaces, and we are, in a sense, in between those two frequencies, and we are being filled up, cleansed, filled up, nurtured, and inside of us, as this process goes on, there are little doorways opening, little bits of information like drawers into desks. They open up, and the specific information for us comes out of it, and we begin to remember. We begin to remember that we are not our story, that we are not what has occurred to us in our life. We are not the belief systems that we bought into because of whatever the woundings were. We are oh so much more and always have been. So this process is going on as we are here engaged with one another. No matter what the sound of the phone is, this information is crossing, and it is coming to you over the waves and through the waves, that we are uniting in this frequency. And this frequency in itself is expanding out to become a collective energy that we are sending off in all directions, felt by all, felt by many, felt by all. Okay, so I want you to, if you will, hold that sort of sense of that process going on as we move now into working specifically with these points again. At the top of the page there, you see this Hung Vajrapa. I always love to get started with this one. This is the Hung Vajrapa, which is the Tibetan chant, which allows us to put a cocoon of light energy around us to keep us in our frequency, which basically means to protect us. To protect is to keep ourselves in our own frequency of wholeness and not allow any lower frequency, which is misinformation, to begin to infiltrate our own energy bodies. So with the Hung Vajrapa, we're just going to say it seven times, so I invite you to do so. Hung Vajrapa, 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 Hung Vajrapa. I don't know if that was seven. I went off to another land already. Take a breath. Become aware of the feet again and know that that Earth Star cycle is moving through you. And from the crown, you can feel. You can feel from the soul star that energy move down through the crown, sweeping through the body, cleansing you, raising your vibration, creating some heat, creating some sensation, and allowing you to dance in that beautiful land of remembering. We are a balance of energies, and we're looking for balance. So three of the particular elements of this one tonight are all about being in balance. And I just got a call to do
particular couple rattles. So you'll notice in the sound, one is higher frequency and one is lower frequency. And again, we're just shaking any debris out of our own system that's in the way. We do not need to understand it anymore. We do not need to know what it's about. We do not need to know the story. It's just energy that is releasing, energy that is clearing. So it is, and so it is, and one more. First point that comes in at lumbar 2 of the energies, these spiritual energy centers, is considered the yin energy. And this is a particular frequency that begins to open us up to the traditional female energy, the energy of the cosmos. These times are, oh boy, they're curious times. You can see it in all the sexuality and the relationship things that are starting to shift and be challenged because the old forms no longer fit. We are finding a balance between the masculine and feminine and that yin and yang energy. And in that process, we almost become androgynous. We become a frequency where we have the essence of each available to us at any moment. So our sensitivity, our ability to take good care of ourselves, our ability to take action on the vibration that we get in terms of having our imagination open and having our creative power open, we can have the thought, we can have the information and the inspiration and then take action and get result. This is what balanced energy is doing for us. It is no longer necessary to pay attention to things that are not working, except that we go, okay, what do I do next? And that's the masculine or the yang energy that puts this inspiration into action. So we are going to go ahead and access the particular chant here for the female yin energy. And I'll run through it. I open to receive the energy of the yin to realign and integrate my feminine. Through this higher frequency I cleanse and birth in me. I am to flow within the presence of divine woman. Receive. I'm going to do this 3 more times. I open to receive the energy of the yin to realign and integrate my feminine. Through this higher frequency I cleanse and birth in me. I am to flow within the essence of divine woman. Receive. I open to receive the energy of the yin, realign and integrate my feminine. And through this higher frequency I cleanse and birth in me. I am flow within the presence of divine woman. Receive. One more time. I open to receive the energy of the yin to realign and integrate my feminine. And through the higher frequency I cleanse and birth in me. I am flow within the presence of divine woman. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is, so it is, so it is. So let's look at what we just did there. We are inviting. These songs, these chants, these particular statements that come through are instructions. They're inner instructions for certain things to begin to happen. And this is the power of this work. It is through the spoken word, through the sung word, that we find the melody that actually begins to access the area. We're in the key of D sharp here. I was basically singing this particular thing originally in D, but I moved it up the capo to one place to move it into D sharp. And I also wanted to know and underscore that I am not in A440, which is what's called concert pitch. The information coming out now that is A equals 432, 432 hertz. In other words, the pitch that is the basic pitch is a lower frequency, which aligns with the harmonics of the body itself and with the cosmos itself. The 440 has been a distraction. It has been a distraction that has created dissonance. You can see the dissonance showing up in all phases of life, especially now. We are in between this 440 to 432 shift, and when we move to the 432, things soften and expand at the same time, and we reclaim and we regain our capacity to be fully present and balanced. So it felt important tonight to tune the guitar down to be at A432, which means that a regular 440 is not going to be able to play along with this. So if you want more information on that, I'll certainly refer you and certainly move you on to something else. Let's go down to the bottom here, down to the proclamations, and let's get some action going with this energy that we're feeling. Normally, proclamations are said once and let go because they're so potent. But honestly, we are doing levels of work, and that's why this second one is so similar to the first one we did with these particular external chakras, these external spiritual energy centers. Because we are deeper than we were before, and whether you participated in the call is irrelevant. We are at another frequency right now that we're going deeper. So we are going to make these proclamations, and we're going to speak them out loud with full richness and fervor and commitment to what it is we're saying. So let me walk through it one time with you guys. From the divine love within my being, I proclaim all attachments connected to me and all energies inflicted upon my being with or without my permission, out of alignment with my core essence, be transmuted into the divine expression of creative love and return to Creator Source. I call forth my mind and body to align and reconnect my core essence. I proclaim this take place in harmony and resonance with every cell in my body, an aspect of my being, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Let's go ahead and speak this together right now. From the divine love within my being, I proclaim all attachments connected to me and all energies inflicted upon my being with or without my permission, out of alignment with my core essence, be transmuted into the divine expression of creative love and return to Creator Source. I call forth my mind and body to align and reconnect my core essence. I proclaim this take place in harmony and resonance with every cell in my body and aspect of my being, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Whew. Right down at the bottom, you've got a statement in black. This changes everything. We've looked at this before, but we got to keep claiming it so that when we forget, we go back to the true essence of who we are. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. One more. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. And because of that, I have access to all that is being given through the cosmos. In other words, I have access to all spiritual law, and I flow with those frequencies easily because it's part of my design. It is who I am. There is no information that is not available to me, and there is no reason whatsoever except my own beliefs and old patterns that will keep me from claiming this magnificence that is here for me and that is me. Into the yang and the male energy, this energy of action, this energy of moving forth. Now it's moving forward. I gather all I need to go forth and take action. I call upon the yang force of male energy. I walk through the illusions I've used to limit power. I activate the warrior to flow from me. The yang energy, the male in me.
go forth and take action. I call upon the Yang force of male energy. I walk through the illusions I've used to limit power. I activate the warrior to flow from me, the Yang energy. The male in me. Two more. Here we go. I gather all I need to go forth and take action. I call upon the Yang force of male energy. I walk through the illusions I've used to limit power. I activate the warrior to flow through from me, the Yang energy. The male in me. One more. I gather all I need to go forth and take action. I call upon the Yang force of male energy. I walk through the illusions I've used to limit power. I activate the warrior to flow from me, the Yang energy. The male in me. The male in me.
So you can feel the movement out of that, the kind of song that it is, the way it drives and the way it is about putting action. So many of us through our will center and now through the Yang energy center, we're getting alignment so that the will center is brought up to speed, if you will, so that we can make decisions. We can take action upon those decisions. We can say yes, we can say no, and do it with commitment and conviction. This is the gift of opening up this center and opening up the conduit of that. So be present in that. And pretty much it's right around the solar plexus area. You can feel that. The chakras, again, are one frequency. The actual spiritual energy center is like it's like getting a vitamin B12 shot. It literally is like there's a drip line coming in that keeps feeding us the remembering so that we can claim it and clear out the old debris. Remember, through the root chakra, through the earth star chakra, you've got this cleansing going on. So everything we do now is being picked up as far as lower, older frequencies, old patterns, old belief systems, old stories, old investments in poor me, of not having our own sense of self, of our own invalidations that we've had. All of that is being washed and cleansed away and sent right down in its glorious frequency out through the right foot into the earth. You felt it happen. Gosh, it was right there. So let's move on. And in the process of doing that, we can go to the balance of polarities, but no, we're going down to the bottom. I command all records and memories created to manipulate and distort my ability to recognize the experience of totality of my divine creation be erased from universal consciousness. I command illusions interfering with my ability to see my divine perfection be replaced with the universal knowledge allowing me to know, see, feel, and experience the feminine and masculine aspects of my divinity within. And so it is, so it is, and so it is. Let's do it together. I command all records and memories created to manipulate and distort my ability to recognize and experience the totality of my divine creation be erased from universal consciousness. I command illusions interfering with my ability to see my divine perfection be replaced with universal knowledge allowing me to know, see, feel, and experience the feminine and masculine aspects of my divinity within. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now, let's go ahead. We haven't done this yet. Speak your true name. Speak your first, middle, last name, your birth name, and start to seal this information in, because when we speak that name, if you don't remember, it calls forth the essence of your being that has transcended all time and space and incarnation and brings us back to that perfect point of balance in the perfect frequency that we are. The more we say it, the more we use it, then the more we stay in that frequency. So as we speak it, we align ourselves with a beautiful cocoon of light that surrounds us and keeps our frequency whole. It brings in the guidance from the angelic energies and etheric beings that are aligned to that perfect frequency of you that you have always been. Wow, this bonus. And I know it does one other thing, but I can't remember what it is. It'll come. But here we are. Let's move up to the free will and freedom. In the place of balance, as we start to work with these particular openings and invite that external spiritual energy center energy to come into us and feed through the spine, through the vertebrae, to go ahead and access the chakras and nourish them from within, and to empower them from within by releasing the true coding of what they are, we begin to then be able to access our free will and experience the dimension of freedom in ways that we never have. We talk about free will, we talk about freedom, but it is, a bastardized version of both in this particular civilization, perhaps, in this particular culture, for sure. Freedom is a crazy thing that we give up freedom to get freedom. And to kill for freedom is one of the most bizarre statements that I have ever heard. We're not here to talk about that. We're here just to reawaken our own capacity to use our free will to create our personal freedom. In other words, to make decisions about how we respond to the moments of life that are laid at our feet. What is it that we are going to do with this information? Do we become despairing, or do we begin to look at it and go, you know what? Wow, nothing's as it seems. Let's see what's really going on here. Let me look at this. I went to free will and freedom when I meant to go to balance of polarities. Let's go back to balance of polarities. I am certainly not in tune, but what's new for tonight? We are trying to tune up, and the guitar is only reflecting that energy. That's not it. I call upon the balance to bring peace to me. Let me find a God in all balance. In a world of opposites, a world of extremes, I call upon the balance to bring peace to me. Let me find a God in all. In a world of opposites, a world of extremes, I call upon the balance to bring peace to me. Let me find a God in all balance. One more. In a world of opposites, a world of extremes, I call upon the balance to bring peace to me. Let me find a God in all balance, balance, balance. So it is, and so it is. Take a breath in that. Be aware of your feet and know that the Earth star is running that conduit of frequency moving through us, forming a balance, allowing the old energies, the new energies to integrate and to cleanse anything again that is unlike the true vibration of who we have always been. We're calling back and reclaiming the essence of ourselves. So from the polarities of balance, where we access the divine balance of masculine and feminine, we are then able to make decision and to take action upon those. So let's feed and nourish that free will center and the freedom center through free will and freedom. I choose to live in the divine through free will and freedom. I choose
more through free will and freedom. I choose to live in the divine. One more. Through free I choose to live in the divine.
So it is, so it is, and so it is. The key here is choice. And the key here is through choice is to know that we have choice. And when you start looking at polarities in this land of duality, in this dimension of right and wrong and all of that, there's always a middle place. There's always a perfect place that pulls between the two. Not between it, that just pulls the essence of each one and creates a new form out of it. And in that place we can find our peace. We find our peace between the extremes. There are times when I pull from the left or I pull from the right, and I utilize more to take care of the moment, but I always oscillate back to that place of balance, and that is a choice, because the tendency is that the past frequencies want to manipulate us back into a held pattern. This is the limbo time that we're in as these patterns begin to shift and to change, and they become, we drop them. We literally drop them. They have no validity anymore, really. They don't get the same result. And when we don't get the same result, we grow bored with it. So it is a good time to be bored. In other words, to let go of those things that really, truly haven't served us for so long. And you know what I'm talking about in your own life experience. You got certain patterns. We all have them. That we have wrestled with, in a sense. The gift of these times is to get access through these external chakras, through these specific energy, spiritual energy. I keep trying to figure out the right words to say here. But through those, that information coming in is that we reclaim and reawaken this part of ourselves. And I'm just going to keep saying it. It's reawakening it and coming home to this. When E.T. was on the screen talking about going home, and when all those people in the audience reached out their hands just like I was, yearning to go home, and the tears flooded down my face, this is what I was yearning for. I was yearning for coming back to this place of balance that I knew was inside of me, and I know is inside of each of us. And this is in a sense what has kept drawing us as light workers on and on and on. And in these times, we cross this threshold to be able to actually begin to experience what we've worked so long to create on an individual level and on a collective level. What glorious times these are. And it came at not a moment too soon, because some of us are getting pretty damn tired of holding the high watch for all of this world to do what it's doing. I'm just telling you, man, there's something coming through me that's reminding us and reminding me to help us remember our own journey. And I'll remind you again, is that journey is so perfect because it brought you to this frequency that has become a healing vehicle for anyone who crosses your path. Your frequency, by you being you, is the perfect thing that is going to allow someone with less awareness who has not done the work to be just healed in your presence. In other words, the work that we have done is allowing people to bypass all the stuff that we had to go through. And boy, that doesn't seem fair. But it is so perfect because that's the work that we've done. And in a sense, that's what we got bequeathed from our parents, even though it seems pretty crazy. I didn't get nothing from my parents. Anyway, just revel in this for a moment and speak your true name and know that the work we're doing as it cleanses and clears through that Earth Star Chakra, and as the energy keeps flowing through from the crown down through that Soul Star, we are in a place of perfect balance, and we are in a place of high vibration that will not go away. It will not go away. So the invitation is to start paying attention. Let's go down to the proclamations. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I choose to be free of the holographic veils of illusion that have interfered with my ability to see my truth. I am prepared to accept responsibility for my world without distortion and illusion. I command that all thought forms and energies that have created the holographic veils and obstructed my ability to see my truth now be transmuted into divine truth. I command that the vibration of fear that has been attached to these veils and my perceived reality be transmuted into the vibrations of unconditional love, joy, peace, and harmony, for that is the reality I choose as my own. I chose as my own, and now I choose it. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Let's give it one more shot together. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I choose to be free of the holographic veils of illusion that have interfered with my ability to see my truth. I am prepared to accept responsibility for my world without distortion and illusion. I command that all thought forms and energies that have created the holographic veils and obstructed my ability to see my truth now be transmuted into divine truth. I command that the vibration of fear that has been attached to these veils and my perceived reality be transmuted into the vibrations of unconditional love, joy, peace, and harmony, for that is the reality I choose as my own, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is.
Woo!
And out of that frequency, we then become receptors of the abundance that exists by design. We're not talking about a finite amount of abundance in this cosmos and in this universe and in this dimension. There is infinite source. There's infinite possibility and also infinite everything for us. So the more we begin to pay attention, the more we can claim it. So go to abundance. And this is coming in at thoracic 6. It's basically around the heart chakra. And in between those areas right in there, here's how it goes. There's a circle between the worlds of material and spiritual abundance, giving and receiving. So send it out, bring it in, allow the flow again and again, abundance, giving and receiving. Create the space, drink in the grace, abundance. Two more times. There's a circle between the worlds of material and spiritual abundance. It's giving and receiving. So send it out, bring it in, allow the flow. Again and again, abundance, giving and receiving. Create the space, drink in the grace, abundance. Create the space, create the space, drink in the grace, abundance. Create the space, drink in the grace, abundance. So it is, and so it is. Create the space, drink in the grace, abundance. It does not work unless we allow a balance between giving and receiving. So whatever's going on in your life, if you're the giver that takes care of the world, what you've done is you shut off your own receiving, and so you're going to dry up and wither. If you just are one who basically just receives and takes from everybody, pretty soon you're going to be all by yourself, little King Midas hoarding the gold there and going, ah, this is all mine. We can see it around the country. You can see it around a society that people have so much wealth they get frightened. They get so scared that they're going to lose it, and so they begin to wall themselves up in these communities or in the citadel, and they wait for something to happen. And we know that by spiritual principle, the law of attraction, if you will, the law of within and so without, they're going to have situations that are going to confront that. So when we surrender the need to control and hoard, we begin to expose ourselves to the absolute bliss of abundance and the endless sea of what is and what's available out there. Just go out to the beach. It's a classic. Look at the sand. It does not end. How deep does it go? How many grains of sand are there? How many blades of grass in the lawn in front of you? How many leaves upon the tree? How far does the sky go? How many clouds are there? We begin to say it is endless, and we claim it and recognize it, and we receive the gifts of this dimension that are just blessing us with all this beauty. And the more we access it and accept it, the more then we are fed to be able to give out. And we start to show up for ourselves first, and then we show up for others in that fullness. And nothing is depleted, because it's a circle between, what do they say in there? Circle between the worlds of material and spiritual. It's a constant flow. Be a part of the constant flow. Period. Period. No resistance. Flow. I don't know how else to say it. Let's go to the bottom of the page. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. And in this place of this frequency of flow, when we allow abundance and the receiving and giving to be in the circle, in the balance of our polarities, able to make free will, use free will to make decisions that ensure our freedom. In other words, not being encumbered by this and that, the perceptions, the experiences of life that overwhelm so many. We go, you know what? It's all God. It's all in the flow. And when the TSA comes up and I hear at the airport, the level of alert is orange and it starts to contract, people contract because of the fear element, I celebrate. Hallelujah. It's orange. And the orange is the second chakra, and that's the juice of life. So let's have a party with this frequency. Why not? And in that energy, we have clarity. And the third eye opens up, and the medulla opens up in the back, and the information from the God source floods through the back, and it shows up in the manifestation through the third eye. And from the third eye, it drops down through the heart to be massaged by the frequency of love and then put into the lower chakras to make into form and action. This is the process. This is the alchemy of life. So use it. Use it. Use it. Uh-oh. I love it. Part of this, the recorder dropped when I knocked it down, and it changed its source. So a little bit of it has been lost, and it may be on the recording from the phone if the phone is not so distorted. So, man, this is etheric stuff tonight. This is all of these interferences and how perfect, how the resistance comes up and the glitches and all of this. And we sometimes can go, oh, no, and be overwhelmed by it, when all we can do really now is just say, amen, thank you, God. That must have been really important. And it's in my cells right now. So let's go to clarity and bring this to a close tonight. It's the big picture. It's the big picture. It's the knowing that nothing is really as it seems. Because when we can step back from the moment of experience and take a breath and begin to open up to the idea that, oh, there's so much more here, we begin then to get the gift that's contained within the kernel of the experience. So, man, let's go with it. Let's go with it. This is so perfect. I forgot how the song goes. I love it. So we're just going to speak these words. There's a big, big picture beyond the moment's dream. It's how it truly is, because nothing's as it seems. I use my discernment to see the in-between. The issues fall away. Life aligns with me. Clarity. There's a big, big picture beyond the moment's dream. It's how it truly is, because nothing's as it seems. I use my discernment to see the in-between. The issues fall away. Life aligns with me. Clarity. One more time. There is a big picture beyond the moment's dream. It's how it truly is, because nothing's as it seems. I use my discernment to see the in-between. The issues fall away. Life aligns with me. Clarity. Wow. There are some instructions for living right there. In those words, the guidance that gave us that. I mean, it literally says, whatever's happening, look beyond it. It's not as it seems. And we use that honed skill of that solar plexus chakra and its ability to use the will and choice to practice discernment, which is to weed through the information and to find what rings true for us. And we see in between the form, and then the issues fall away, and then life is in alignment once again. And that's all coming from clarity. And from that frequency, we manifest through the third eye and pull the imagination in, send it through the heart once again, down into the lower chakras to make manifest into form. It is a beautiful process. And now let's go down to the affirmation at the end here, and we'll bring conclusion to what we've had, which has been a very, very interesting roller coaster tonight. Oh, Spirit, you have filled us up. I now fully open to all levels of intelligence within my multidimensional being. I embrace my expansive self and allow the free flow of light and energy and wisdom to communicate with my physical chakras with ease to keep me clear and aligned. Keep me clear and aligned. Together. I now fully open to all levels of intelligence within my multidimensional being. I embrace my expansive self and allow the free flow of light and energy and wisdom to communicate with my physical chakras with ease to keep me clear and aligned. One more time. I now fully open to all levels of intelligence within my multidimensional being. I embrace my expansive self and allow the free flow of light and energy and wisdom to communicate with my physical chakras with ease to keep me clear and aligned. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Whew. Wow. We have gone through the trial of fire tonight. We have gone through an experience. It's literally we have opened up the veil between the worlds, and that, of course, there's distortion there, and of course there's confusion, and of course there's old ways of trying to interfere with the information and the truth of the information. I just say how perfect this is. And if it ends up that we don't get anything out of it, I'll do it again, and we'll find a whole new way of expressing it. So I don't want you to be concerned about the forms, because like I said, this information is in your cells, and I'm really bypassing the intellect and talking straight to the cells anyway, and you know that. So the invitation now is to allow this frequency of what we've done tonight to go ahead and keep cleansing and clearing and reawakening and reminding and helping to remember the essence of our being so it floods through us to replace anything of lower vibration, anything that no longer serves the true essence of who we are. And we claim our true power, and we stand in this beautiful and magnificent frequency from this point forward to see the world differently, to hear the world differently, to taste it, to experience it, and to have different results that are in alignment with our true essence and why we came here. And then in that remembering, we then become a vehicle that spreads light to whoever comes into our own sphere of influence. It is just the way it is, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience in this magnificent physical body. So we claim this knowing to be true, and all this or something more magnificent, so it is, and so it is, and so it is. I am blessed by your willingness to make this journey with me tonight. I will send you information based upon what I hear on the recording. I don't even know if you guys are still there, but I am. And I just want to know that aside from the part that we lost in the recording there, I'll find a way to piece it together and get you something. So stay tuned. I'll be sending information. It may take me a little longer than just by tomorrow morning, But definitely by tomorrow afternoon, I'll have something for you that and I'll send you the link for the information. And if indeed you felt that this was totally bogus because of the sound and everything else, just let me know. Then I can certainly refund whatever it is you put in, the $15. And I'll do that with glee. So many blessings to you. I'll stay online and hear you through the distortion if you have any questions or comments. Many blessings to you. Thanks for being here. And we'll be back again next month. And
thank you.
Darn it, I don't have it in front of me. But we're going, I'll send you a schedule. I'll send you information about it when I send the link.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Right.
It's still distorting. I love it.
Mark.
Yes.
This is Carol in Atascadero.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. You just sound, your enthusiasm is just really infectious. I'll take that as a gift. I'll receive that from you. That's just, you sound like a very, very happy man right now.
I swear, I don't know what happened. I drank the Kool-Aid, huh?
Oh, I guess so. I guess, no, this is like the most upbeat of all the chakra clearings I've ever heard. You know, you just sound like you're on a roll. So it's really nice.
Thank you.
I'm drinking that in. So thank you. You have a good night, and thank you.
I will.
And,
you too, Carol.
Okay, thanks. Take it easy. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
And you as well. Thank you.
That was my first time. I really enjoyed it. Despite the
What a great time to come for the first time. Yay.
Yeah. So, all right. All right. Well, I'll be on another one. So, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And I'll send you all the information when I get to send you the links tomorrow.
Great. Fabulous.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Mark. This is Patricia. Thanks
well,
so much.
Hi, Patricia.
That was an adventure.
Totally was. Gosh, it was on this end, I know. Well, I'm glad you chose to be a part of this one tonight.
Yes, lots to take in.
Isn't there? Yeah, you know, I know with a brilliant mind you have, you're letting it roll around in there and start to bring elements and start creating some shifting expansions. I know it.
Well, thank you.
You are welcome. It's nice to have you on the call.
Thanks.
Okay. You take care. Anyone else, any questions, any comments? All right, then this call, this case is closed. Ta-da!